interesting to start by looking back and recognizing that actually this surgery has been going on for some 25 years, because the first case I can find in the literature of volume replacement to correct deformity was from Pearl in California. This was in Stanford University, where he described a small number of cases using this flap to correct these defects. And about 3 years after that, a guy called Papp in Innsbruck used a myosubcutaneous flap of latissimus dorsi to prevent volume loss at the time of surgery. So those came close together in the 1980s. But the guy who put this on the map, to my mind, was Masakuni Noguchi from Kanazawa, who described the use in this paper in 1990, filling these big quadrantectomy defects with this latissimus dorsi flap in these small 10 small-breasted Japanese women. And we modified that technique and got an interest around about the same time and decided that there was no point in putting a scar over the breast. Why not put it down the side and why not divide the tendon so you could advance more of the volume into the resection defect? And our first paper was published in 1997 here in the British Journal of Surgery. And we compared 20 cases after mini flap with 37 after wide local excision to look at outcomes in relation to cosmesis, in relation to the size of resection, in relation to margin positivity, and showed significant differences in favor of mini flap compared with the wide excision in that paper. And this somewhat dramatic diagram showed the elements of the technique. So a wide excision of the tumor, resection, an axillary dissection, flap harvest and reconstruction, as shown in these diagrams, and that approach has been modified since then. So what I'd like